Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Monday, June 26th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Yevgeny Prigozhin. It's a name most people have never heard before and have heard it a lot this last 24 hours. Longtime ally of Putin and, among other things, leader of a paramilitary group called the Wagner Group, believed to be 50,000 strong in Ukraine. It's a good thing for Russia because Putin tells them what to do, and that creates distance, so Russia can't be blamed for what they do. And if any of these Wagner Group people get killed, Russia doesn't claim them as a military loss. But the leader of this group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, staged an insurrection against Putin. They were 120 miles, a two-hour drive outside of Moscow, before some agreement was made, and Putin said that all the Wagner Group members involved with the coup are pardoned, and Prigozhin is now in exile in Belarus. Stay tuned. It seems very odd for a dictator like Putin to jail teenagers who dare criticize the special military engagement, as they call it. You can't call it a war over there. But then not kill the guy who led an actual rebellion with tanks and guns. Prigozhin has been very critical of the military leadership in Moscow. He said of the defense minister, they came here as, speaking of the Wagner men, they came here as volunteers and are dying so you can sit like fat cats in your luxury offices. Several cars on a train crashed into a Montana river when the bridge collapsed 40 miles west of Billings, Montana, over the Yellowstone River. Just fell under the weight of the train. A reporter for the AP saw an unknown yellow liquid pouring out of one of the cars into the river. Nearby residents were advised to limit their water usage. I would do more than limit it. The weight loss medication, Ozempic, poised to be by far the most profitable medication ever, might now be available in a pill. Right now, you have to take it through injections. For this pill study, 667 people, half of them took the medicine, half took a placebo. 17.4% of their weight was lost by the people who took the medicine, and with the placebo, only 1.8%. And the average weight loss was 44 pounds. Death and taxes. More and more states are considering taxing you not just at the gas pump, but now a per mile tax. How do they know how many miles you drive? In Oregon, drivers plug a device into their car and it captures the miles you drive. The federal government is considering a test pilot version of their own program. Right now, it's Oregon, Utah, and Virginia have a road usage charge. They'll get you one way or the other. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, there is a ferocious backlash against woke and the trans movement and all of this. And if you're following me on this radio station and watching the No Spin News broadcast each night, we document it pretty vividly. So what has happened in America is that the progressive left is going after the kids. That's what this is all about. So they're trying to indoctrinate children as young as 5 into the progressive lifestyle, which is anything goes. Anything you want to do is fine. You want to have an abortion 10 minutes before birth? No problem. You want to take drugs? Legalize pot? Here it is. You want to change your gender from Larry to Sally at age 10? Yeah, the government will pay for it. All of this is so extreme that traditional conservative and independent Americans, those who are not progressive loons, are saying enough. Enough. We don't want this dropped on our children in public schools. You can't do anything about the universities because you select them. But the public school districts, they're there to educate your children and you're paying taxes to make that happen. So you see this ferocity, this anger building against the woke movement, which is a good thing. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Jack Rosen, Ware, Massachusetts. Really hate to say it, Bill, but Joe Biden could get caught cashing a check at a teller's window that says bribe money, and he would never be found guilty. Being found guilty of a crime, you're probably right, unless the Republicans win the presidency and Congress in 24. However, if the two congressional committees, oversight and judiciary, come up with evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Biden did participate, some kind of scheme financially, he's through. And so is the Democratic Party. Mike Reddy, Church Point, Louisiana. Bill, I'm hearing about communist China opening military bases in Cuba. Can you look into it? I already know. I'm way ahead of this stuff. So, Mike, all this is a little tweaking in the USA. The Chinese are going to send over a few troops, a few soldiers to Havana, and they're going to have a joint military exercise. That's it. No base, none of that. It's just in your face. That's what she does, a provocateur. Russell Pitts, Fallbrook, California. I followed the Smart Life tip on FamilySearch.org to check out my ancestry, following my father's lineage, and I learned I'm related to William Pitt, Earl of Chatham, two barons, and a clerk for Queen Elizabeth. I have a lot to catch up on. I assume you're English. I like the ancestry stuff. You got to be careful, though. There's a lot of fraud out there. You got to be careful. Look at the customer reviews before you give anybody any money. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy arrived in Berlin, Germany, in front of the Soviet wall that separated the capital city into democratic and communist sectors. Kennedy declared to the crowd, "I am a citizen of Berlin." But because of a slight mispronunciation of the German, JFK actually said, "I am a donut." Here is the story. In a speech, Kennedy assured West Germans that America would stand by the people of the democratically controlled sectors of Berlin, who had lived within the hostile borders of East Germany since the end of World War II. Immediately after that war, the city of Berlin was divided into West Berlin, comprised of American, British, and French-administered democratic enclaves, and East Berlin, ruled by the Soviet Union. At the time of Kennedy's speech to West Berliners in 1963, the city's free population remained a tiny but strategically important foothold for democracy within communist-controlled Eastern Europe. On June 26, 1963, the American president spoke before hundreds of thousands of people in the center of Berlin.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, "Ich bin ein Berliner."
And here's something else you might not know. While JFK's German was technically correct, a Berliner is known throughout Europe as a popular dessert. The American president proudly declared himself a resident of Berlin, but to millions of Germans, he called himself a jelly-filled donut. Nein, gut. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.